Today's daf, Masechet Nazir, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Daf Dalet, and we're holding right at the top of the daf, and we were wondering what the possible meaning could be about what we learned yesterday. Yesterday we learned that the extra pasuk of Shechar, Yayin V'Shechar, was meant to be understood as coming, Aliba de Rabbi Shimon, to tell me that even Yain Mitzvah Kirishus is included, which otherwise I wouldn't have known. So we're just wondering, what in the heck is Yain Mitzvah? So we suggested, I don't know, the only wine that I could think of that's a mitzvah to drink is Kiddush and Havdalah. But today the Gemara asks, now here the Giras is a little bit confused. It actually means something, according to most of the Rishonim, like V'chi mushbavo made alav mihar Sinai. How in the world are you calling that something that is yain mitzvah? The entire idea of Kiddush v'Havdalah in the Torah, which certainly we do learn out from the pasuk of Zechor, what does that have to do with wine? The wine part is only a derabbanan. And therefore, how would I need a pasuk to tell me that you don't use wine shel mitzvah if there doesn't exist a concept of wine shel mitzvah when it comes to a d'oraisa? So what was the wine shel mitzvah? What was it referring to? Elaki hodi omar rava. Shavua she'eshte. What if somebody makes a shavua? I will drink wine. And then he makes himself a nazir. So what it's coming to tell me is that if he made himself a nazir, since it says yain v'sheichar, it's coming to teach me that the nazirus can be chal even on the wine, which is a shvua, and that therefore he will not be allowed to drink that wine. And that's what it's coming to tell me. You made it yain shel mitzvah. So therefore, normally we would say that if you would make a shvua to ask yourself on drinking, and that thing was a mitzvah to drink, then the halacha would be that a shvua wouldn't be chal on that shvua. Masha Enkein, the din of Nazirus, which is a getter of neder, is chal. And that we learn out, according to Rabbi Shimon, from specifically the extra pasuk of Sheikhar, Yayin v'Sheikhar. Yes, the Gemara, so then what about according to the Rabbanan? Wouldn't the Rabbanan need that mitzvah as lesser yain mitzvah ki yain rishus? And you said, I'm assuming that that's true, right? And that's only because you have this extra pasuk of Yain V'Shechar, but Rabbanan said that the meaning of Yain V'Shechar is to tell me that any one of the issues of Nazir is sufficient to be Mechayev any of the others. So even if you just said, I am a Nazir from Shechar, you're a total Nazir, also be Metami Lemeitim, you didn't talk about anything had to do with that, and you're Chayev to let your hair grow, etc., etc. So how could they use it for that if they need that pasuk? No, wait a minute. I need the pasuk, but I don't need both words in that pasuk. It should just say, miyayin yazir. If it's just to teach me that halacha, I certainly know that yayin is osir, because, it said beferish in the pasuk. We call asher yetzim gefen ayayin. That's a given. You don't have to tell me wine. I should hope that wine is certainly a primary thing that's yotzim gefen ayayin, right? So even if you would have just said miyayin, that would have been sufficient. When you come along and you say mi sheikhar, we still have the use of sheikhar to teach me the chiddush that Rabbi Shimon wanted to learn, namely that it would be chal even on yain mitzvah. Shoshma mina tarte. We have two separate words, and therefore we can learn from each one of them a completely different halacha. Well, so now wait a minute. You only explained Rabbi Shimon as to why he needs one thing to tell me that the Isser Nazirus is chal even on Yain Shel Mitzvah. But now that you've pointed out, Rabbanan, that there are really two limudim over here, what does Rabbi Shimon do with the double limud, Yain V'Shechar? Because remember, Rabbi Shimon holds that no, we do not say that just accepting one of the dinim of Nazirus is already mechayev you on all of the dinim of Nazirus, but why not? How does he explain the fact that the Torah tells you to be a nozer from Yayin? Obviously you're a nozer from Yayin if mikol asher yitzim gefen yayin yazir. So why doesn't he use it to tell me what the Rabbanan say? Namely, even if you only accept it being a nazir from yayin, you automatically become a nazir from everything. Answers Rabbi Shimon, the reason that it has to say Sheikhar is a completely different issue. And that is to teach me what the halacha is as far as going into the Beis HaMikdash after having had yayin. So we know that over there we have a chiyav misa even in Knesset LaMikdash. Over there the lashon is yayin v'sheikhar al tesht ata uvanecha itach. So this is after the death of Nadav Avihu, and it says b'vo'achem el ohel moed, don't drink yayin v'sheikhar v'lo tamut. Now the question is, what exactly is the meaning of yayin v'shechar? Yayin v'shechar could mean wine and aged wine, which is what shechar sometimes means, or shechar could mean anything that makes you high. So if you had marijuana, you would also be usher in the Knesset LaMikdash, because that is a davar hamishaker. And that's the question. Tainis Rabbi Shimon, that the extra sheikhar is to be able to have a gzereshava to teach me the din of sheikhar b'knisa l'migdash. Therefore, it tells us, ma gabi nozer, yainu delitzer avol sha'ar mashkin lo. So just like we know that when it comes to the zeros, it cannot mean other things, because it says beferish, we call ayotzi mi gefen ayayin. So obviously the word sheikhar can't mean marijuana, that doesn't grow on vines, does it? And therefore, it would not be included. And therefore, the issur of going into the Beis HaMikdash is to teach me dafka, the type of thing that comes from intoxicating yayin, things that are made out of the gefen. But masha'in kein, other things, shar mashkin, even though they are mishachrin. So if he wants to go ahead and go into the Beis HaMikdash after having some scotch, that's not included in the Yisr, according to Rabbi Shimon. And that's where we learn out the extra din of Sheikhar. Now, the thing is, of course, that that is a big machlokas, because that's lafukim in Rabbi Yehuda. Titania, Rabbi Yehuda omer, ochal deveila ki ilit, v'shata dvash v'chalav. I mean, there's got to be somebody here old enough to remember Wyatt Earp, right? Wyatt Earp, when he walked in, there you go, Brucey. When he would walk into a bar, he would only order milk, shita. Of course, everybody would start up with him, and he would shoot them all down and say, well, whatever. But that was part of the Western. So the question is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if Wyatt Earp gets high on milk, would he then, if he were a Kohen, be Yosef HaKnisa LaMikdash? So actually, Rabbi Yehuda says that if you eat these kind of figs that become intoxicating after they ferment, you know, the elephants love that kind of stuff. They go absolutely wild. So they search out Badafka, those places where you have fruit that really make you high. And if he drinks milk, so you know how milk oftentimes leaves you a little bit confused if you've got a reaction to the lactose. And he drinks really very sugary stuff, as anybody who's got kids who react to sugar know. They're totally drunk. So anyway, so if a Kohen would drink that and would be Nichmas LaMikdash, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he would also be Chayev, because that's coming from Sheikhar. Sheikhar, I mean, anything that is Mishaker. It comes along Rabbi Shimon to say, no, Dafka, we learn out Sheikhar from this extra word that appears by the Nazir, Miyayin V'Sheikhar Yazir, to teach me that you should not learn like Rabbi Yehuda. This is one possible approach to what Rabbi Shimon does with the extra sheikhar. But I could tell you another pshat. I could say like this, that Rabbi Shimon, lesley iser chal al iser. So according to Rabbi Shimon, if you have already an iser of one thing, and then something else makes it usher. So let's say you were already usher to drink wine as a nazir, and then it's now Yom Kippur. So what would the chiyev be? The chiyev be for both Yom Kippur and for being over on your Naziris, or whichever one was chal first, that would be the one that's mechayev you. Well, the Tanya. Rabbi Shimon Omer, if you would eat a nevela on Yom Kippur, you would be potter. Because since it was already Osir before Yom Kippur, so it was already a Chalos Isir. And therefore, you do not become Chayev. There's no Chayev of Koris on the Nevela, right? And therefore, there's no Chayev of a Korban on the Nevela. Masha Ein Kein. If you would be eating meat on Yom Kippur, then there would be a Chayev to bring a Korban, because an Isir of Achil on Yom Kippurim is an Isir Koris. So what would be the din if that Nevela meat, if that meat were Nevela? So according to Rabbi Shimon, the halacha is that you would not be Chayev Achatas, because even though you were over on eating, it was already usher because of Nevela. So therefore, ha'ochel Nevela b'yom ha'kippurim would be potter. So therefore, even though normally we would say that ein iser al iser comes along the extra pasuk to tell me that shechar is usher even where this additional word over your shechar as opposed to yayin, that if you make a nazirus, then it would be chal, even if that wine was already aser. So in other words, if you had asered yourself, let's say, with the shua of drinking wine, and then you make yourself a nazir, you'd be chayev both for the original iser and also for this new iser that you just made of naziras. Hai, ein iser chal iser. Naziras is unique because it says sheikhar. The same thing would be l'gabi Yom Kippurim. If somebody makes himself a nazir, and it's Yom Kippur, and he was anyway already usher and drinking wine, there would still be an iser, and he would get malchus not only for being over on Yom Kippurim, that he would get malchus also for the drinking of the wine. Anyway, this is the way that the Rosh seems to learn. Again, as I said to you, the Rosh is mikuta. Much of the Rosh is missing here in the printed Rosh. So in order to get the full Rosh, you have to go to the Shita. Okay, so now the question is like this. According to the Rabbana, so we were talking about how does Rabbi Shimon understand the idea of Shechar? Very nice, but what about the original Diak? Remember the original Diak? Michar Tzanim Ad Zag. So Rabbi Shimon Tainet, why does the Torah tell me what comes from a grapevine, for God's sake? I know what comes from a grapevine. So therefore, if you see that the Torah lists each thing, so you're also on everything that comes, me gefen ayayin, mechar tzanim adzag. So therefore must be that if I am coming to list all of the things that I'm also on as a nazir, either I list all of them or I'm not a nazir. Exact opposite of what we hold from the second pasuk, mi yayin v'shechar yazir, which is mashmah just one alone, would be sufficient. So how did the Rabbanan explain the fact that the Torah does go through all of this rigmarole and tell me about michar tzanim adzag? That isn't necessary. So we never asked that question before. Now that we've dealt with the second pasuk, let's go back to the first pasuk. The Rabbanan nami, since it's said in the pasuk, b'kol asher ye'aseh gefen ha'yayin, how do you explain michar tzanim v'adzag? Say the Rabbanan, that's coming to tell me a beautiful halacha, namely, that all of the Isurei Nazir are mitstarfim ze im ze. So that means that if you don't have a kezias of one thing, you don't have a kezias of grapes. So then maybe you shouldn't be chaya. Well, in this case, if you have enough achatzias of seeds, you can combine that with a half a zayas of anavim and so on. So anything that is usher, in this case, is mitztarif to make up the shear. And that's why it lists each thing separately to tell me, I don't care what it's made out of, you could still have something that is mechayev you. And according to Rabbi Shimon, my dear, doesn't need to have this drasha. What do you mean? Why not? Very simple. Rabbi Shimon's shita is all over that there is no such thing as a kezias in terms of a chiyav of malchus. No such thing as a kezias? You mean we can't get into fights about the Chazon Ish shear and it? No, there is such a thing as a kezias, but not when it comes to malchus, only when it comes to a korban. Now, since what we're talking about over here is a chiyav of malchus, it's irrelevant, right? Because there's no way to come to a chiyav of chatas, there's no iser kores when it comes to eating from the gefen ayayin to the nazir. And therefore, what's the point of discussing tziruf? According to him, the slightest amount is even mechayev you without tziruf. So therefore, the Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol shohu, always the shira to be mechayev you is the slightest amount. That's benogea, the chiyuv of malchus, which of course is nozir, the chiyuv of malchus. Lo omru kezayit, elali inyan korbans. You could still get into all of the fights that you would like about the shir of the kezayit, but you'd have to limit it to things like eating chometz bePesach and so on and so forth. All right, this brings us to an amazing, it's an incredible how quickly this Masechet is giving us the basics, because it's relying already on Masechet Nedarim. So we're zooming by. Usually we don't get to somebody come to my rescue quickly. I'm under attack by Barnea Gavi. What's happening with you? You haven't been around for days. Even Elroi doesn't have his smile. How am I supposed to know what's in there, Gav? All right, L'chaim, L'chaim. All right, give it to us. And so here we introduce a completely new concept of Nazirus. And this is a Nazirus that is called Nazir Shimshon. Now remember that what's miyuchad about Nazirus as opposed to the standard in the Dorim is that the status is defined externally. It's not defined by the person who goes ahead and makes the neder, which is really weird. The neder becomes an entryway into a state which is then defined by the Torah, which, as we understood it, is the reason that it doesn't say anything about Zeh HaDavar, because this is not imaginary. It's just that your connection to this state comes through your neder. So that would mean that the state, as defined externally, is the reality of the Nazirut. Now, we do find in the Torah alternatives to the parsha of Nazirut in the Torah, which is Yidon Neder Nozer LaHazir, where over there it's defined very clearly. But we find other states of Nazirus. We find that Shimshon HaGibor was a weird kind of Nazir. Forget about the fact that Nazirus is supposed to keep you away from strange women, but he was a weird kind of Nazir because he was going around killing people and stripping them to get their suits, you know, which certainly does not seem to be very careful about becoming Tomei, because even Plishtim are Metame if it's not Ba'ol, but at least they're Metame if you actually touch a dead body. But I thought a Nazir wasn't supposed to be doing that. Now, on the other hand, the strange situation of Shimshon is that it doesn't seem like anybody ever made the neder to get into the state of Shimshon. It's just sort of, he was, by fiat, defined as a neder. That's what it sounds like in the pasuk. The Malach comes along, and he says to Mami that Nazir Elohim, yeah, now, from the time he bet, and as soon as he's born, that's what he's going to be. Now, the question is that since these states do exist, so if there's a general idea that you could put yourself into such a state, so can you put yourself into the state of Nazirus like Shimshon? And would it then be like Nazirus? Or, I mean, obviously you can create such a state. You can say, I want to make a neder that I grow my hair long so that I can look like Shimshon, you know, and I won't drink wine. But it has nothing to do with Nazirus. You don't use the word Nazir. So then you couldn't say you were macabre part of a Nazirus on yourself. You could create the equivalent of a state of Nazir Shimshon. You wouldn't be a Nazir Shimshon. So can you make yourself into a Nazir Shimshon? And there were other things that we're going to see that also are Nazirus of a kind. I mean, Shmuel, more lo yale al rosho. That's a kind of Nazirus, which the Gemara is going to discuss much later. And then we also know that Avshalom, that beautiful hair of Avshalom that had him hanging over hell, that's the hair that they always use against you in the yeshiva. So that hair was the result of what's known as Nazir Olam, which is also a different kind of Nazirus. That Nazir Olam, we find that Avshalom used to go every year to cut his hair. How in the world can you cut your hair if you're a Nazir? Shimshon could never cut his hair. So there are obviously alternatives to the standard Nazirus that the Torah defines in the Parsha of the Nazirus that we've been talking about. So here is the first excursion that we have into that other world of the zeros. And somebody says, I'm like Shimshon. And I'm like Ben Manoach. Now, there's a big question among the Rishonim, how it is that we're supposed to read this Mishnah. Are these alternative statements? I am like Shimshon, or I am like Ben Manoach, or I am like the husband of Delilah, or I'm like that guy that lifted up those gates of Aza, and so on. Or I am the, should be like the one that the Plishtim gouged his eyes out. I mean, these are, seem to be all synonyms for Shimshon. So couldn't you just say, like, you're like Shimshon? And would the Mishnah really have to tell me every possible way in which I'm able to refer to Shimshon? Or are these additions? In other words, Hareini k'Shimshon, k'Ben Manoach, k'Baal Delilah. Then if you say all of those things, then you would be Hareizeh Nezir Shimshon. So let's take a look at the Gemara, and then we'll talk about the Rishonim. So Reizeh Nezir Shimshon, so first of all, it's the first time we've heard this idea. Nezir Shimshon, doesn't it Nezir Kishimshon? It means that he is a different type of Nazir, a Nazir that is known as Nezir Shimshon, and that is that he's not going to be Usser in being Matamei L'Meitim. We'll see that there are other very important issues that are Negei Nezir Shimshon. For instance, could Shimshon be Shoel on his Nezirut? No. There's no way out. If somebody makes himself a Nazir Shimshon, is there a way out? Since there was a way in, is there a way out? Well, if there is a way out, then he isn't really like Shimshon. I don't know. That's weird. And in fact, we're going to see that that's an important Nakuda. Is it possible that the state of the Nazirus could be more imperative than the Kabbalah HaNaziris itself? Well, now, wait a minute. I mean, we already found out that the state of the normal Naziris, despite the fact that a person said that I don't want to be usher and drinking wine, I only want to be usher and cutting my hair, the state of Naziris is more powerful than the neder that brought him into the Naziris. So what would be the meaning of a neder that gets you into a pickle where then that pickle prevents you from ever dealing with the neder again? That's very strange. And we're going to see that that's exactly what happens here. So as I said, the mystery of the interrelationship of the Naziris to the concept of the Yidor Neder Nazir Lahazir is something that is going to concern us throughout the Masechet. So let's take a look at how the Gemara asks the question, and then we'll try to understand what the meaning of the Mishnah is. So Lama Lamisna Kol Hali. Why would we need to mention all of these things? Now, if you just heard that, then you would understand that the question is, look, I don't need every possible synonym for Shimshon. I mean, what am I, stupid? Obviously, I mean, the husband of Delilah is Shimshon, and the guy that pushed him, gouged his eyes out is Shimshon, and the guy who said, Tomus Nafshi and pushed him is Shimshon, and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, you want to keep going, you know, go through the whole parsha of Shimshon? That's one way of understanding the Mishnah. The question, why does the Mishnah need to tell me synonyms? But that would be the assumption that the Mishnah is listing and or Shimshon and or Ben Manoah or Eshet or Ish Delilah, so on and so forth, right? But if it's all one thing, then that can't be what the question is. The question would have to be, why do you need to say all of those details? Why can't you just say one of them? Why can't you just say Shimshon? Why wouldn't that be enough? Let's see from the answer in the Gemara what the meaning of the Mishnah is, at least what it appears to be. Well, Tzrichi. Because if the guy would have said Hareini k'Shimshon, I would have thought, you know, Shimshon, my good friend in the Makolet. Kamash Malan, no, not that Shimshon. Shimshon ben Manoah. Well, if he would have said, I'm like Shimshon ben Manoach, I would have said, well, of course, the guy in the Makolet, his father's name was Manoach. They had a real sticky time when they gave that name, and they announced at the bris, Tina Kanela, Shimshon ben Manoach, you know, whoa. So everybody was really excited. But the bottom line is, this was Shimshon ben Manoach. I mean, I don't know, maybe. So, Ikat de Biskariach, there are people that are called Shimshon ben Manoach. So therefore, we had to add, K'Baal Delilah. Now, here it would mean, of course, or. Or I had to add, Kamishnik Ruplish to Metainav. So in other words, I need to make it a positive identification of the Shimshon ben Manoah. Now, this is very problematic. This is what the Gemara seems to be saying. The problem is that the Rambam, I hope I brought the Rambam here. Yeah, I brought the Rambam. The problem is that the Rambam clearly can't learn the Gemara like that, because the Rambam's got two separate halachas about Nazir Shimshon. And the first halacha, this is in Perek Gimel Halacha Yudalit, the first halacha reads, L'fichach, Misha Amar Hareini Nazir Kishimshon. Hare ze nazir mina tiglachat u mina yayin la'olam. Ve'im amar lo nitkavanti elo le'isha acher sheshmo Shimshon enu nazir. So just like we saw by the Dorim, that if a guy was talking about the bones, you know, he meant the little bone that he keeps in the drawer that he could fool everybody into thinking it should be like the bones, whatever. So in this case as well, if the guy says, yeah, yeah, sure, you think I was talking about that Shimshon? I was talking about my childhood friend Shimshon about in the baseball court. I'm not talking about Shimshon ben Manoah, that one. Okay, so if he says that, so then it's ain pivu libo shavim. But one thing is for sure, clear, that the Rambam says, Hareini Nazir Kishimshon, that's all you need. You don't even need ben Manoah. Forget about, you know, Baal Delila, and forget about Mishinaka. You say Shimshon. Everybody knows what you mean. Hareini Nazir Kishimshon. We know the famous Nazir Kishimshon. But then in the next halacha, the Rambam says, Omer Hareini Kishimshon, Kiven Manoah, Kibal Delila, Kimishakar Dalto Taza, Kimishinikru Plishtim et Einav, Hareze Nazir, Kinezira Shimshon, Afal Pishev Shar, Shinasu Masim Elule Ishacher. Now, obviously, in this case, the Rambam is listing alternatives. So, Kishimshon, Kiven Manoah, Kiva, he puts a ki in each one of them, right? So, ki is a, I should be like, not Shimshon, not Ben Manoah, Shimshon Ben Manoah, but like either Shimshon, Ben Manoah, then this would be different. Well, how the heck is it different? I mean, he just said before, you just need to say Hareini Kishimshon. If the Mishnah means, as we've seen clearly, that it only makes sense from the Gemara, that the Mishnah is saying you have to add some type of identification, Baal Delila and so on, but then he would be Seiser the words that he said in the Mishnah, in the halakha immediately prior. Mishom Hareini Nazir Kishimshon, period. Hareize Nazir. So there's a lot of discussion about what in the world is going on here. Big, as the Kesef Mishnah puts it, Gidele Elam, everybody's got an opinion about this thing. And you might as well, you work through the Kesef Mishnah, you might as well be living in Tzfat. He talks about every one of the people that were his friends in Tzfat and how Rav Beirav learns it. And it's like beautiful to read. So all very contemporary. But what do we do with the Rambam? So the most persuasive, even though it sounds unbelievable, the most persuasive shot in the Rambam, there's an obvious attempt, which personally I like, but the Kesef Mishnah doesn't like, is that there's a difference between saying Hareini Nazir Kishimshon as opposed to saying Hareini Kishimshon. You know, and over there perhaps the identification is more important on some level. But Lamaisa, what's interesting is that the only difference that the Kesef Mishnah comes up that he likes is that the first halacha included the fact that the guy could say, Lo nitkavanti elo le'isha acher sheshmo Shimshon, and that would make it, Ein pivu libo shavim. So the Mishnah, what the Gemara is talking about, is in order to prevent the guy from being able to claim that he meant another Shimshon, how many identifiers are necessary? So that's what we're saying. If you would have just said Shimshon ben Manoah, nah, he could still say, I meant Shimshon ben Manoah, my tennis partner. But if you say Shimshon ben Manoah, Baal Delila, well, okay, then I can't get away with that. So it's basically just a question of how definitive it is and how much he would be able to claim it wasn't people who go shopping. I must tell you that my reaction at hearing that pride literally burst out in laughter for 5 minutes. It goes totally out of left field. But okay, it certainly is a possible approach to the Rambam. But in any event, so you can see the different ways of reading the Mishnah and reading the Gemara. So in all of these cases, therefore...
But which is the better shot? That's a ridiculous shot.
No, I didn't chas v'shalom. It's not ridiculous. Well, it's funny. It's funny because it's so completely other than what you expect. That's what humor is, right? Like, wow, that's nuts. Okay, this brings us to the continuation of the Mishnah, which requires a kapitan.
Rabbi, I just wanted to ask, just about identifiers. We don't seem to be like so makbid when we're saying Mishabaras and kind of making pledges for charity. We're not so makbid on identifying a person beyond his name, that this person bet plenty bet plenty. Is that... Here we're being very careful. Like, is that specifically for Nazir, or what's the...
Well, I would say the next time you make a Mishaberach for Shimshon, who could definitely use your Mishaberach, that you should be very definitive. I think for purposes of tefillah and so on, where the Piva Libo Shavim is sort of included in the nature of the tefillah, it's probably good enough, right? Because it isn't a question of defining what it is that you're really thinking. It's a question of being motzias libcha takarash baruch hu. It's a somewhat different kind of idea, but it's a beautiful point. But anyway, we're ready now for our kapitan, who's hiding. So now, what is the difference between a nazir olam and a nazir shimshon? What? What the heck is a nazir olam? What an insane way to start a Mishnah. I never even heard of a nazir olam, and you're telling me, so what is the difference? That's crazy. Of course, the Gemara is going to ask that kasha and is going to give us another one of these chasurim lechasras. But let's pretend that we know all about nazir olam, and we know that Avshalom used to go once a year. We'll see the machlokes how often he would go to shave. So what's the difference between a nazir olam and a nazir shimshon? Well, a nazir olam, if his hair is really long and it gets too heavy for him to carry around, he's allowed to be mekel b'tzar. He can't take a haircut, but he can use a razor cut to trim that hair. And when he does so, he's mevi shalosh behemot. He brings the normal three behemas that is brought by every nazir at the time that they do the end of their naziras. So it's like the tiglachat of a normal nazir, except that it isn't a real tiglachat. It's only with the tar, and it only is a trim, and not a complete cut. We still bring a chatas, and an eila, and a shlami. The im nitma, and he has the normal dinim of nazir tame. If he became tame, he brings a normal korban tuma, just like the regular nazir. Mashenkin and nazir shimshon. So first of all, it wouldn't matter how much if pitzaro, he's never allowed to trim his hair. And im nitma, if he does become tame, there is no chiv of bringing a korban. Now that's strange because it's mashma that he's not allowed to become tame, but if he does become tame, he doesn't bring a korban. Now Gemara is going to discuss all of the issues that we had with our Mishnah. The first question is, what are you talking about? Nazir olam. So what is the difference between a nazir? What the heck is a nazir olam? Nazir olam, man dechar shmei. Whoever talked about a nazir olam, that all of a sudden you're asking me, what's the halacha? Oh, well, obviously, the Mishnah is chisuri machasra. So that the Mishnah actually should read like this. Ha'omer harini nazir olam, he becomes a nazir of that type. Ma be nazir olam the nazir shimshon? Nazir olam michbit saro meke betaro mevi shalosh behemot. Vim ditma mevi korban tuma. Nazir shimshon, ichbit saro is not allowed to be meke betar. And in the event that he becomes tameh, he's not mevi a korban tuma. Wait, what do you mean he's not mevi a korban tuma? You mean he wasn't allowed to become tameh, but he just doesn't bring a korban tuma? Is that what you're saying? Korban u delo maite? Of a nazirut chaylele, you're saying that there is an iser of naziras for Shimshon to be tamei lemeitim. It's just that there's no chi of a korban. I never heard of a shita like that ever. Mani matnitin. Who would that shita be? It's certainly not the yediyas that we know of either Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Amir Nazir Shimshon mutar l'tamei lemeitim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shimshon was allowed, l'chatchila, mutar, nitameh l'meitim. Because, look, kein matzino b'shimshon, shenitma l'meitim, we see that he would do that all the time. Rabbi Shimon Omer, there ain't no such thing as another Shimshon, my friend. Well, you can't turn yourself into Shimshon. Omer, Nazir Shimshon, lo amar klum. Because do we find that Shimshon ever said, I am a Nazir? No. So that means that you cannot make yourself, you can't enter into the state of Nazir Shimshon. Remember, there's two completely different issues. The state exists, that's the Nazir Lahazir, and Ishki Yidor Neder Nazir Lahazir means that the state exists in a way that offers you entry into the state by making a neder. Now, will you show me, please, where do you see that anybody can make himself enter that state? Even Shimshon himself didn't enter that state. I mean, it was defined by divine fiat, wasn't it? The Malach said, he is a neder. So therefore, it's ridiculous. Lo amakum, shelo matzino b'shimshon shiyatzat nazirut mipiv. I didn't see anybody making a neder, making him a nazir. So anyway, getting back to the question, our mission, it seems to say that you can be a nazir shimshon, and then lechatchila, you would be usher to be tamei l'meitim, it just you wouldn't be chayav a korban. Who's that going like? I mean, it certainly can't be like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that nazir shimshon is allowed to be tamei lechatchila, and our Mishnah says he only doesn't bring a korban. The Mishnah says im nitma, and according to Rabbi Shimon, I mean, it's a joke. There is no such animal as a nazir shimshon according to him, because you can't make yourself a nazir shimshon. Answers the Gemara, well, obviously, it can't be Rabbi Shimon. I mean, the Mishnah is saying that there is such thing as another Shimshon. So it's got to be going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. And the truth is, he's mutar l'chatchila to be metamei. And the language of the Mishnah, which is, he doesn't bring a korban, that's the only thing we have to explain, because that language is definitely misleading. And the way to understand that is that since immediately prior we said that a regular Nazir, if he's tamei, he's maybe Sholosh Karbonais. So Tanya Nami Gabi Nazir Shimshon im Nitma. He doesn't bring a carbon. It doesn't mean that he wasn't allowed to be Nitma. It's just keeping it parallel. Now, the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about whether you can make yourself a Nazir Shimshon. Is that the machlokas of these other Tanoim that we find in a Braita? We've talked about this before. Somebody says, you should say, Tanya, Harei alaike b'chor. Somebody asers a piece of meat or a piece of bread, and he says, this kikar is like the b'chor on me. It's like saying konam, right? Because a b'chor is a carbon. There's a big difference, though. You cannot make something a b'chor. It either is or isn't. That's interesting. Because that sounds very much like the issue we're talking about now. Can you make someone a Nazir Shimshon, or it either is or it isn't? Aha. So then the two machlokasin should actually be parallel. And it says over there, Rabbi Yaakov Oser, Rabbi Yossi Matir. So Rabbi Yaakov says that even though it's not up to you to make something a Bechor, nonetheless, the din of Nedorim allows you to be matvis a state which you couldn't have created in the first place. Now remember, we always had this idea of ish ki yidor neder, that means ad shi yidor bidavar hanadur, remember? Which is fascinating because that goes directly into nazir lahazir. So that means that that's even our primary concept here. Lindor Neder Nazir Lahazir is the same language. So perhaps the question is, must you be matvis in a Dover Hanadur in order to take on the Isurim of that? In other words, we know that if you said, let this kicker be the same as a piece of Nevela, the Halacha, that doesn't help. That's not called Hatfasa of a Neder. Because a nevela is a dover ha'aser, it's not a dover ha'nadur. So you would have to say it should be alai kekonam, or something like that, something that is Kaddish with a Kedusha that is up to me to make. And now, if Rabbi Yaakov is saying that it's usher to make something like a Bechor, even though a Bechor is exactly like a Nazir Shimshon, the Torah created the Bechor, you can't create the Bechor and make the din of the Bechor, even if you wouldn't have said anything, it's still a Bechor automatically. And if you say, I don't want it to be a Bechor, we're making the slightest bit of difference. And nonetheless, Rabbi Yaakov says that it's usher. So then Rabbi Yaakov would be the one who is saying that if you want to make yourself into a Nazir Shimshon, even though that is not a state that is created through Neder, but you're still able to be matvis to it through a Neder, because you don't need a Dover on Neder. And Rabbi Yossi, who says it's mutter, he would be the man di Omar that would say over here that you cannot be a Nazir Shimshon. I mean, my love, Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you can make yourself a Nazir Shimshon, he holds like Rabbi Yaakov, who says that you can make a piece of meat into a Bechor, because apparently he holds lo be'inan davar hanidar. You don't have to start with something that a neder can create. Whereas Rabbi Shimon, who says, no, you cannot make yourself a Nazir Shimshon, because Nazir Shimshon was never created through a neder. So he would be holding like Rabbi Yossi, do yomar be'inan davar hanidar. Bechora, that's the point, is it not? Absolutely not, says the Gemara. Everybody holds. Kuli Alma be'ina nidavar anidar. Of course, we learn that out from the Pasuk. That is specifically, ki yidor neder la'ashem ach yidor bedavar hanadur. That, we didn't find that there was anybody that was chaylik on that. So how do we explain then this question about the Bechor? Well, that's different. Because there's a special remez in the Pasuk. Ish ki yidor neder, now it's true, ach yidor bedavar hanadur, and then it adds the word la'ashem. What is that la'ashem? Why are we saying la'ashem? I mean, you don't need a shvur with the shem Hashem, as it continues, less sorry, sor al nafsho, and so on. I mean, so what's the la'ashem? The la'ashem specifically is a reference to things that were defined as kodesh la'ashem automatically, namely, Bechor. There you go. So then that would mean that since we have a special pasuk to actually expand the meaning of a davar anodar to include things that are similar to a davar anodar, like a Bechor, that's coming the Rabotet HaBechor. And according to Rabbi Yossi, so what does he do with the Lashem? Ah, Rabbi Yossi says, that Lashem, it can't be used to tell me Bechor. I need it first to tell me something that is a lot less of a chiddush than a Bechor, namely a chatas and an asham. Because here we have this crazy middle issue. I know that I can bring a carbon oila whenever I want. I can bring a carbon shlamim wherever I want. So that's called the dovra nadur. I certainly cannot bring a carbon chatas whenever I want. I can't bring a carbon asham. It's only something the Torah is mechayev me in. But if I am chayev in a carbon chatas, then I need to define the carbon chatas, right? I say, arezu chatas. So now the question is, what is the meaning of achi dar bedavar hanadur? Does it mean something that I could bring when I want as a davar hanadur? Or does it only mean something that I create the kedusha on, but it's not up to me to be chayev in it? Therefore, I say, says Rabbi Yossi, you need an extra remez, namely, the word yidor neder la'ashem, that even where you owe something la'ashem, like a chatas and an asham, and it was Hashem that was koveya the chiyav of the chatas v'asham, that's still included because you're the one who defines the kedusha. But when it comes to a bechor, forget about it. You have nothing to do with it. It's none of your darn business. You cannot make the kedusha of a bechor if you try. And you cannot cancel the Kedusha of a Bechor. So why would I jump? I mean, that's way too big of a leap. You want to use the Lashem, use it to include Chatas V'Hashem. You can't use it to include a Bechor. Why? Because. Mara itel rabot chatat v'Hashem lo tziyat a Bechor. Why do you think that makes more sense? As I explained. Mara banil chatas v'Hashem, because you need to define what the Chatas V'Hashem is. Shekein matfisan b'neder. Mashem ke motzian yet a Bechor. Because the Bechor isn't created by anything that has to do with my words. Oh, wow, that's a very good point. So why does Rabbi Yaakov explain that? I mean, doesn't he also need the Lashem to tell me that first state? But a Bechor isn't mutfas b'neder. Amar lecha, Rabbi Yaakov will say, remember we had all this before in the Dorim, Rabbi Yaakov will say, it's not really true that a Bechor you're not Matvis Beneder, because in a sense, a Bechor is also Matvis Beneder, the Tanya. So, Beit Rabbeinu Amru, they said over here, in the name of Rabbeinu, this is referring to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Minayin l'nolad lo Bechor b'toch hedro, shemitzvah alav lahakdisho. Even though you don't need to be Magdishin, how do you know that it's a mitzvah to be Magdishin Bechor? Because it says, Kol HaBechor Hasher Yivaled Bivkorcho Vitzoncha HaZachar Tagdish LaHashem. So it's Hashem, HaZachar Tagdish LaHashem. That means that it's a mitzvah to say, this is Kodesh as a Bechor. And Rabbi Yossi says, that's all very nice. I like that lovely ceremony. But what if you didn't do it? Would it have made the slightest bit of difference? Need the mitzvah lahagdisho, ilo magdish le milo kodesh? Isn't it completely kodesh without your saying it's kodesh? So the fact that you pretend it's a dover anodor, I mean, that's not enough to be included in ishki yidor neder, and therefore I cannot use that lashem. Ah, but now I gotcha. Now I gotcha. Guess where else it says lashem? It says, Isho Isha Keafli Lindor Neder Nozir Lahazir Lashem. Ah! So then that Lashem includes the same thing it includes, not Bechor, Shimshon. Where over there, even though the Bechor is Kadosh Me'elav, even though Shimshon is Kadosh Me'elav, ah! Same Limud. Nonetheless, it's considered to be a Dovra Nodor vis-a-vis Atvasa. Ah! So nonetheless, it's considered to be something that you can be Magdish yourself. There you go. So you want to come down to the Pusik? I'll bring you exactly the same Pusik by Naziris, and that extra Pusik should include being Matvis in Nazir Shimshon. So then why doesn't Rabbi Shimon's ready to talk about using the hay for something or another, why doesn't he use the hay for Shimshon? Very good point, says Rabbi Shimon, but still not persuasive, because remember we have that beautiful story about La Hashem by a Nazir, as an indication of why somebody should make himself a Nazir. What is the Madrega that the Torah looks towards for a Nazir? And that was the beautiful story of Shimon HaTzadik. And when we buy, look at it, Tanya, Omer Shimon HaTzadik. Mi omai lo achalti Hashem Nazir Tamei. I never ate of the korban ashem of a Nazir would become Tamei. Because, remember, as we said before, the period of the Naziris becomes longer, and then the guy has charat oiv avoy, I don't know what I was getting into, because now that he became tummy, he has to do the whole thing over again, and since he has charat, it's like chulin lazora, Shimon HaTzadik didn't want to be eating things that a person wasn't bringing with his whole heart, it didn't even taste like a korban to him, and with this Shimon HaTzadik we're talking about, but there was one case where I had no problems, and this was one guy, Shaboy Laimin Adarom, he came up from the south. This guy was gorgeous. Yafei Naim. Tov Ro'i. Kvutzotav Sidurot Lo Taltalim. And he had gorgeous eyes. He's so beautiful. He's got these long, gorgeous curls. I thought he was insane to make himself a Nazir. I said to him, what are you, nuts? You got hair like this? You make a netter that's going to make you cut off this hair? Man, oh man, I got to speak to your Rosh Hashiva. So Amarti Lo Beni. How could you do such a thing? God gives you this gift. Omar Lee, so he said to me, this is a beautiful story we've had so many times we discussed. So, I'm a shepherd in some little town somewhere. I never saw a mirror in my life. Anyway, but one day, I go, and all of a sudden, I get this beautiful view of gorgeous me. And I realized, oh my gosh, I am beautiful. So all of a sudden, nistakalti bebavu ashliu pachaz yitzri alai. So I immediately get this massive yitzri hara to go out there in the world and enjoy. Bikesh litordeini min haolam. Amartilo, so I said to my yitzri hara, you piece of garbage, reka, vipnei ma ata mitka'e ba'olam she'eno shelcha. What are you talking about here? You're getting stuck up in a world that has nothing to do with you? So, Chaliot Rima Vatalia? What are you, food for worms? Idiot. Ha'avoda Shagala Chachal Shamayim. So, I swear by the Aveda, by Samigdash, I am going to be shaving you off, lichvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ah, he said, Shimon HaTzadik, I heard that. Oh, my gosh. Amadati v'nashakti v'arosho. I jumped up, I kissed him on his head, and I said to him, ah, this is a nazir. Kamotcha yirbu nazirim b'Yisrael. That's what the Torah was referring to when it said, ish ki afli nindo nedo notzavazel HaShem. A person like you, that's a real nazir. His entire thinking is totally lichvot shamayim. That's why I use the Lashem. But I can't use the Lashem, therefore to be marbe, there's a Shimshon. It's coming to tell me what type of nazir HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Okay, so you're telling me that Shimshon never made a nazir? Is that what you're saying? I mean, maybe the way to understand it is, I mean, why are we telling Shimshon's father, Kinezir Elohim Yehanar Min HaBeten, if that doesn't mean that he is mechuyev to make him a nazir? We're going to see that there's a special din by Nazirut that a father can actually make a katan child into a nazir. So it would certainly seem from a simple reading that if the Malach is telling over this din to Manoach, he expects Manoach to act on it, in which case Nazir Shimshon was initially contracted by a nazir, by a nenner of Naziris, right? No, not true. It was the Malach that was creating it, not being Mitzava on it. It was the Malach Hu Deka Omar. Where does it say that the Malach was telling him that he has to say it? Maybe the Malach was proclaiming, this is the case, that he is a Nazir. Uminolan, the Tamei Lamitim. By the way, there's just an interesting aside. I can't help but telling you that the Rambam has a very strange lashon, which is that if someone says, Lo epater min olam ad sheyeh nazir, harei ze nazir. Ve'im icher nazirotos, so then he's over on balta acher, like we had back in the dorm, right? But if harei ze nazir means he's automatically a nazir, then how can he be ma'acher naziruto? But over here, the Malach is saying the same thing, that the nazir, he is a nazir mibeten, and the Gemara understands that to mean, and therefore you better to take care of it and make him a nazir and see that he is. You just said that he is. Anyway, so you see that that lushan is acceptable. Anyway, continuing on. So now, you say that it's a given that Shimshon was metamele metim. Where does it say that he was metamele metim? I mean, is it from the fact that he... Yeah, well, I mean, if you knock off 1,000 guys with a lechi achamor, I mean, you seem to be exposing yourself to tuma. No, not necessarily. Maybe giruye garibuhu velo nogabuhu. Maybe what he did was, is he used the lechi achamor like an arrow, you know, would throw it at them, grab it, throw it at the next one, and get rid of 1,000 guys like that, but he never came in contact with anybody. Maybe. Elamioch. It's from the story of the 30 suits that he needed. So it says that he killed these guys, and then he took their suits. I mean, he had to strip them, so then he was in touch with the corpse, right? So he became tummy. So, v'yachmiyam shloshim ish, v'yikachat chalit sotam. No way, maybe he stripped them first, and then he killed them by shooting them. Maybe he never touched their bodies. I don't know. No, it says first v'yach, and then v'yikach. Well, maybe what it means is that he killed them first, meaning he shot them first, but they hadn't died. They still had a couple of seconds to live. So he stripped them while they were alive, then let them die. But he never came in touch with the dead bodies. I mean, this is very graphic, let me tell you. So anyway, he made them go to sin first. But look, when you're talking about Shimshon, there's no limits to graphic, right? So he went ahead and made them go to sin. Then he takes their clothes, and then he lets them die. Maybe that's the point. But the truth is that we have a Kabbalah, Gemara Gomer, that Shimshon was actually Metame, and that the way to understand the Pasuk is that he actually did touch them, and so on. Okay, so now you're telling me that there is such a thing as a Nazir Olam, and that we should have inserted it in the Mishnah, but is there any place in the Torah where it talks about a Nazir Olam, and it says that he's allowed to cut his hair in the middle of the Nazirut? Where do we see that? Well, the Tanya, Rebbe Omer. Look at the story of Avshalom. Avshalom was actually a Nazir Olam Hayah. Shenemar, Vayimi Ketz Arba'im Shana, ויאמר אבשלום אל המלך, אלחנה ואשלם את נדרי אשר נדרתי להשם בחברון. So that idea of there being the normal way that we talk about a neder to Hashem that has to be dealt with by bringing korbanos is nezirus. And he would be megaleach echad l'shleim asar chodesh. Shenema ve'haya miketz yamim layamim. It says in the pasuk that every time a period of yamim passed by, that he would then go to be megaleach. What is yamim? You're saying every 12 months? How do we know that yamim is 12 months? Because yolif yamim yamim ibatei orechoma, mahatam shneim asar chodesh, just like it says yamim te'egulato, is talking about 12 months that you're able to buy back your home in ibatei orechoma. So that's what it must mean over here. This issue we'll get into Bezrat Hashem tomorrow night, because this goes on for a while, exactly what is the period between each giluach of a nazir olam to be discussed.